Hey, hello, certification peeps. In Mindset Gymnastics, I share 10 different essential mindset fixes. As I mentioned in the training, it's not necessary for an individual to utilize every practice I cover. In fact, some people are fine without any of them. Given that, who is this for and when? I'm going to be sharing with you 5 signs that a client may need your support in this area. Recognizing these signs in your clients can be the first step towards guiding them on a transformative journey. By addressing these mindset issues, clients can unlock their full potential and achieve greater success and satisfaction in their entrepreneurial endeavors. First is when you see stagnation in business growth. If a client's business seems to be stuck in a rut, they're unable to surpass previous milestones or grow, could be a sign that their current mindset is limiting their potential. They might be caught in a cycle of negative thinking or fear of taking necessary risks, indicating a need for a shift towards a more growth-oriented mindset. The second is, if you see recurring financial challenges, clients who frequently face the same financial hurdles, such as cash flow issues, debt, or underpricing their services, might be stuck in a harmful money mindset loop. These recurring challenges often stem from deep-seated beliefs about money that need addressing and transforming through mindset work. The third sign is high levels of stress or burnout. When clients express feelings of being overwhelmed, stressed, or burnt out, particularly about their business or financial situation, it's a strong indication that their current approach to work and money management is unsustainable. Implementing mindset fixes can help them develop healthier attitudes and strategies for coping with entrepreneurial pressures. The fourth sign is resistance to change or new opportunities. A client that's hesitant about adapting to change or exploring new business opportunities might be struggling with fear of the unknown, lack of self-confidence, or a scarcity mindset. These attitudes can severely limit their business's growth and personal development, signaling a need for mindset intervention. And the final sign is a lack of clarity or purpose in their business. Clients who seem to lack a clear vision for their business or who question their purpose and direction could benefit from mindset fixes that focus on defining their goals and aligning their business practices with their personal values. This lack of clarity often masks underlying mindset issues that, once addressed, can unlock new levels of enthusiasm and commitment. Once you've identified that your client has an issue, and FYI, sometimes they will tell you outright that it's a problem, the next step is to get below the surface. You see, those 5 things are just symptoms. They aren't the problem. You want to get to the problem. You can do that by asking more probing questions. Here are some examples of questions to ask. How did you feel when this happened? Has this happened to you before? When it's happened before, how did you turn things around? What makes the situation different from others you've encountered? What do you want to happen? If what you want were to happen, how will that make you feel? Now, danger, danger. Beware the downward spiral. It's really important to remember that when you go through a questioning cycle like this with a client, that you understand that you must do a few things. First, you want to transition them into a more neutral place first, and then move them to a positive place after. You get them to a more neutral place by removing the negativity associated with their current situation. Then you get them to a positive place by getting them to recenter on their whys and gratitude. Once you've done this transitioning from neutral to positive, the next step is that you want to help them work through incorporating one of the mindset fixes into their daily routine. If they haven't gone through the mindset gymnastics training, you'd want to pick the most relevant mindset fix to their current situation. The third step is you want to make sure that you've got sufficient time to deal with the next steps rather than leaving them in a negative place. And then finally, you want to make sure you check in with them regularly to ensure that they're staying on track. If you're going to be covering this topic in a group coaching environment, I find it really beneficial to workshop them through the 10 mindset fixes and the exercises contained in the worksheet. That's it for now.